Drug companies made over 4,500 payments to healthcare professionals and health organisations in Ireland, amounting to €14.4 million in 2023. One doctor received over €50,000 in these so-called transfer of value payments. The new review, which reveals the figures, was undertaken by Professor Michael Barry, the Clinical Director of the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics. That's the centre which conducts assessments on the cost-effectiveness of medicines for the HSE to consider when making decisions on whether they should be made available to the public. Professor Barry has now advised the HSE it should demand a 100% disclosure rate for all healthcare professionals and healthcare organisations in receipt of payments from the pharmaceutical industry. And Professor Barry joins me here in studio. You're very welcome. Thanks for coming in. It's a lot of payments. It's a lot of money. Break it down for us. How are the payments made and what are they for?
Yeah, it is interesting, and I think it is certainly a public interest topic, I would believe. The payments are broken down, about 3,500 of the 4,500 payments you were talking about are made to healthcare professionals, and just over 1,000 payments are made to healthcare organisations, and you're talking about hospitals, universities, societies, medical societies, etc. And yes, they are a significant amount of money changing hands. As you've mentioned, and I should say that this it's something I review on a regular basis. It's not a HSE policy document or anything like that. But okay, it is
and
something
on that, are the figures readily available to you?
Oh, they are readily available, and this is what's fascinating. So all you need is a computer. Go in, transfer a value, IPHA. That'll take you in. Then click on transferofvalue.ie, and then you can pick any company you like, and then you can go down through all the payments. It's really very interesting read.
What's the money for?
Well, that's an interesting one. It is headed for attending conferences, travel, accommodation, and fees, and they're the various headings that will be seen on the website, and as you say, you'll see the various transfers that are made during the course of the year. And of course, it's refreshed every year. And I should say that it was only refreshed yesterday for 2024, but the figures differ a little, to be honest.
All right, but you decided to undertake a review. Why?
I always do.
You do.
And this is an area of particular interest to me, particularly because of the evidence that's out there that this can have an adverse impact on prescribing. And it also can explain various people's interest in areas such as health technology assessment. You know, if there are public statements on same, I always first go to the transfer of value website.
All right. You quote a line. You say many would consider that the pharmaceutical industry should not have any role in the education of healthcare professionals and prescribers. Yeah. Is that your personal belief as well?
Absolutely. I don't believe there's any role for the pharmaceutical industry in the education of doctors in the Irish healthcare setting, or indeed anywhere else. And that is, it's not just my view. I mean, if you look at the international literature, lots of articles carried in the New England Journal of Medicine over the years with exactly the same. And I think it is because of the adverse impact that it can have on prescribing.
What are the adverse impacts?
Yeah, now this is a really interesting debate, because some people think that they're not influenced at all by the receipt of such payments, but they do feel that their colleagues might be influenced, which I always find intriguing. But the interesting thing is that we can see, and the evidence suggests, that there's a greater prescribing rate. There's more prescribing of branded products rather than cheaper generics, and by default then a reduced prescribing of generic medicines. And so that has an impact. In addition, you can also see some off-label prescribing, and that might be above and beyond the licensed indication. And then the issue of patient safety comes into consideration. So, yes, this is a very important topic, and I think people will be very interested to look at it.
A couple of quick questions as well. One medical person received 50,000. Is that an outlier in this?
If you look, I had a quick look at the 2024 data, you'll see a number of people would have received 20,000, some 30,000.
It's a lot of conferences, isn't it?
It is a lot of conferences. But
where do they go?
Well, over 60 payments in excess of 8,000 were made in 2023. So there's a lot of money exchanging hands.
Are there checks and balances around it?
Now, that's an interesting point. And I suppose where I've been coming from, and it's nothing new, I think there should be greater checks and balances around this.
But is it receipted, for example? If somebody gets 20,000 or 30,000 to spend on education, conference travel and so on, is it then receipted and listed so you know exactly where the money has gone?
I have no idea, Mary, to be quite honest.
Does anyone
with you.
Know?
I'm not sure. I presume it features in tax returns. But you make a very important point there, because I would say, while you can see very clearly in relation to healthcare professionals what they're being paid, it's the healthcare organisations that I think need to be more transparent. Where is that money going? What is it being used for, particularly in the hospital sector?
And when you say healthcare organisations, you're talking about the hospitals. But I know, is it the consultants contract particularly has built into it a 12,000 euro fund for further education and so on. That is already taken care of, isn't it?
That is. And so you would query, why is there the need to resort to taking money from the pharmaceutical industry when the HSE is already making it available?
What do you want to see happen?
What I'd like to see happen is full transparency in this area. I would also like to see, and I believe it will happen in due course, that there'd be a consideration of this at HSE level, and that we would develop some ground rules around the whole area.
Professor Barry, thank you very much indeed for coming into us this morning. That's Professor Michael Barry. It's 29 minutes to 8.